the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a beautiful example for us, and it goes to highlight that this is also not a circumstance that should cause us to become angry. Especially not in the home. It's amazing. We are so happy at work despite the fact that the anger is building up. Then we come to the masjid, we remain happy, we're smiling, we're shaking each other's hands as if nothing's going on. Then when we get home, boom, everything gets released. Right? It's like a different person. The people won't believe that the brother who I know in the masjid who shakes everybody's hand and is the most lovable and likable guy in the masjid, when he goes home, he becomes the most ferocious being. People won't believe it. People will be shocked. But actually, that's what exists. In many cases, that's what exists. And actually, there is no excuse for that. The family has been waiting the whole day, right? The children are waiting the whole day to see their father, to see their mother. And this happens with the mother as well as the father. This, I'm not only speaking to the father. The family's been waiting the whole day, and then all of a sudden, this is what's brought into the door. Eventually, that has a very negative impact on the entire family. And then it's that negative emotion that then takes out all the barakah from the interaction that was supposed to be home. So this is another occasion when it's not permissible, or when we should be restraining our anger. And again, we restrain our anger so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah restrain His anger from us on the Day of Judgment. All right, third circumstance that people become angry. The third circumstance is when the sharia is broken. Right? For example, you see that there's a group of individuals, they openly do something against the sharia and they boast about it. Or there's a group of individuals, they openly insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they boast about it. That's the circumstance where anger actually comes into play. And if you go through the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll see that the only circumstance in which he would become angry is when someone would break the sharia, and that anger was then used as a tool to educate that individual in a very controlled way. It was exposed. It was presented before that individual so that they would straighten themselves, and then it was immediately removed from that individual. It was a type of heat. You know, human beings are like formed metal. Sometimes you want to bend them in one direction and they won't bend. And so the Prophet ﷺ would expose that anger on that individual so that they would be able to mold that person back into this straight being that they should be. And then again, that heat would be removed from that individual. So this is the one circumstance where it's permissible to become angry, but in a controlled manner. Why? Only because you are teaching the individual that what he is doing or what she is doing is actually drawing in the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so as a reflection of that, you are showing that individual a piece of what actually they're bringing themselves into. Now, obviously the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his wrath is immense. But what you're actually showing and what the Prophet was showing in that case was this is just a minor reflection of what that anger is. And so that anger was present in order to rectify the individual. When they would become rectified, then and only then would the Prophet ﷺ then remove that anger from that individual. And that's the one circumstance that you find in the Sunnah where anger is actually a beneficial thing. Otherwise, for the vast majority of circumstances, it actually needs to be controlled. And I'll tell you, we actually are opposite in this regard. This is a time when people should become angry and the sharia gets broken left and right and we're smiling. We're breaking the sharia and we're smiling and happy with ourselves. And individuals are breaking the sharia around us and we're smiling and we don't even mind. Doesn't faze us whatsoever. At the time when we should become angry, we don't become angry. At the time that we shouldn't become angry, we become angry. So we've actually completely flipped this emotion. But for us, you have to recognize that